Today, international inspectors are trying to determine whether Iran is living up to its part of last summer's nuclear accord. And if it is, sanctions could be lifted within days.
Yeah, and those 10 American sailors whose boat broke down in Iranian waters have been released. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said today that their presence there was clearly a mistake. So where are we on U.S.-Iranian relations in this important time? Trita Parsi is president of the National Iranian American Council in Washington. Trita, your family fled Iran decades ago. So first, how would you characterize where you stand?
So my family fled Iran when I was 4 years old. My father was jailed for political reasons, both by the Shah of Iran and later on by the Khomeini government. I had an organization that is the largest grassroots organizations for Iranian Americans. And our position throughout all of this is that we've been trying to find a peaceful solution and avoid another unnecessary war in the Middle East.
So your father was jailed by both the Shah, who was overthrown, and the Ayatollah who followed. And you're saying you just stand for the people. So I believe it's called Kamalvandi. Is that, have I got that right? Implementation Day?
Implementation Day is the day when the Iranians get verified by the IAEA that they have done everything that they were obligated to do under the Iran nuclear deal. When that happens, then sanctions on Iran by the United States and the EU will be lifted.
Well, and so what's the anticipation in Iran?
Well, people on the ground obviously definitely want the sanctions lifted. Ordinary people just want to go back to normal life. They want to be able to have positive relations with the outside world. And the United States actually is not necessarily its foreign policy, but the country as a whole, the culture, the people, the values are very, very popular on the Iranian streets, which is actually very interesting because it does not tend to be particularly popular elsewhere in the Middle East.
Yeah. Well, but then there is the oppressive ruling regime. You know there are critics of this deal. Illinois Republican Senator Mark Kirk, for one, he says $100 billion to the world's biggest state sponsor of terrorism only emboldens Iran to harm more Americans. He's referring to the money that's going to flow in, expected to. Ted Cruz, Donald Trump have mocked the deal. Are you concerned that this will take off any restrictions on that repressive regime to become more repressive?
Actually, the relationship tends to be the opposite. Sanctions have actually been quite helpful for the most reactionary forces within the Iranian government. For them to be able to keep the population in check and be able to continue to pursue their repressive policies, they know very well that once Iran opens up to the rest of the world, that will empower the Iranian population and will empower the Iranian civil society. And that will create a very different balance of power between civil society and the regime as a whole.
Yeah. What about other outside forces? Saudi Arabia, we know, has been keeping the price of oil artificially low by pumping as much as it can because they don't want Iran, their enemy, to make a lot of money when they start selling their crude. We know that the Saudis executed a Shiite cleric, which set off violent protests at the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Your thoughts on what other problems might surface regarding Iran?
Well, the issue is that the Saudis are terrified of the idea that the United States and Iran would actually get improved relations, that Iran would be rehabilitated into the region. The question, though, is do they have to react like this? Some people have characterized it as saying that the tensions in the region have increased as a result of the deal. I think that's complete nonsense. Tensions were already very high, and the deal itself actually helped reduce the tensions. Had it not been for the deal, the incident that happened with the sailors, for instance, would not have been resolved within 16 hours.
Well, but Trita, you know, critics are saying that, well, wait a second, if it not for the deal, it probably would have gone completely the other way. That's their point, that it's just a false representation of Iran that they would release these sailors without harming them because they want to get the sanctions lifted.
Whether the sailors would have been released or not would not have affected the decision to lift sanctions, because the decision to lift the sanctions was already made back in October, pending the verification by the IAEA. And that is yet again another mistake, a misrepresentation of reality on the ground that is made by many of these critics, who incidentally went on TV and said that this is a hostage situation, even before they knew any of the details of what was actually going on.
Right. Others have pointed out that if Iranian ships wandered off Cape Cod, there's a good chance that in the first few moments, those sailors might have been put on their knees as well. But again, people are leery. I mean, that's the point. They're
leery. Of course they're leery.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why they're leery is because a lot of folks actually have grown accustomed to having an enemy. And there's people in Iran who are terrified of the idea of losing America as an enemy. And very clearly, you have similar type of people in the United States who have a particular worldview, and they would like to keep Iran as an enemy because it helps boost arms sales to Saudi Arabia and because it does a whole lot of other things. But I think this is a moment in which, if this path is pursued further, I don't think the United States and Iran are going to become friends, particularly as long as that regime in Iran is in place. But the United States may actually lose an enemy in the Middle East. And when was the last time that happened?
That's Trita Parsi, president of the National Iranian American Council, ahead of sanctions being lifted on Iran potentially in just a few days. Trita, thank you.
Thank you so much.